This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In actual news coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show this week, as opposed to whiz-bang gadget news, there's word that Netflix has expanded its streaming service to another 130 countries. Did it in one fell swoop, too, and so brought the number of countries that can now binge-watch House of Cards to something like 190. China is the big one not included in that list. Netflix says it's working on it, but I digress. A lot of the places where people woke up to Netflix this morning are in the developing world, some of which just don't have great online access. A problem for an internet streaming company, right? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on the challenges that come with rolling out a project to pretty much the whole world at once.
Mohammed Samir loves movies. He's 34 and produces and directs independent films in Egypt. He had heard of Netflix before and thought it was an interesting model.
So when I read yesterday that Netflix will open all over the world, right away I just went to my Apple TV today and set up the account.
He took the free trial and says he'll probably pay for a subscription once it's done, which is exactly what Netflix wants from its brand new audience in the developing world.
For me as an audience and also for me as a filmmaker and looking for places to distribute my films, this is a very good message.
Picking up local content is going to be important for this rollout, says Dan Rayburn. He researches streaming media at consulting firm Frost & Sullivan.
You know, the one thing with any service like Netflix is when you roll into more countries, you have to have content that subscribers in those specific countries or regions want to watch.
Netflix management has already committed to spending $5 billion this year on content. But in many of the new countries, the internet is really slow. Robert Tashima of Oxford Business Group works throughout Africa.
The customers are in place. The need is in place. At the moment, it's just that last mile of connectivity in terms of the internet, which is really lacking.
Tashima says bandwidth is expanding throughout the continent, and now Netflix is well positioned to take advantage. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.